I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
This is Bloomberg Crypto, a daily Bloomberg iHeart podcast.
And I'm Aldana Hayrick, in today for Stacey Marie Ishmael. It's Tuesday, January 24th. It's 2023, and the crypto community is hoping to pull out of its funk and put the blow-ups, bankruptcies, and price slumps of the last year in the rearview mirror. While some remain hopeful, churning out ideas for a more fruitful and perhaps a more community-driven crypto future, others are still smarting from last year's carnage. But now both groups have a place where they can toast a revival or drown their sorrows at a new Bitcoin theme bar in New York City called PubKey. PubKey recently opened in Lower Manhattan, and it's a short walk away from New York University's college campus. And the bar is meant to attract a community of Bitcoin enthusiasts along with the Bitcoin curious. I recently went to PubKey with my colleague Muyao Shen, and she joins me now to talk about what we saw and what this bar could mean for the Bitcoin community. So you and I went downtown. We took a trip. It was a nice, long, cold, wintry night in New York City. Maybe just paint for the audience why you and I went and what we saw.
You know, as always been known as a fellow food lovers at Bloomberg, I follow a lot of articles and Instagrams about the latest restaurants and bars in the city. And, you know, I was like, you know, there's never going to be a chance I will be right anything about these restaurants, which has been my dream doing that.
As a crypto reporter, you mean, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then this one day I was like, reading this story on Eater about, actually, there's a Bitcoin bar just down somewhere by West Village, closer to New York University, that serve like the Bitcoin community specifically. And I was like, hey, there's this idea that I can actually write about bar/restaurant place. And I was like, it might be a good idea. And then, you know, here we are at this Bitcoin bar in downtown New York.
So you and I had hot dogs, they have beers, they have potato salad, they have fried mozzarella. And tell us about the theme and the decorations that were on the walls and at the place.
I think for anyone who knows a little bit about crypto or Bitcoin, you walk in there, you immediately will feel like, okay, this is a Bitcoin, or we say a crypto themed bar. One thing caught me, like, sort of like my attention immediately, was this like a pile of like Russia dolls. And you can see a lot of infamous people in crypto, which contribute to the collapse of 2022, were there. For example, SBF from FTX. And then we have Alex Mashinsky from Celsius, and Do Kwon from Terra, and of course, Suzu, who co-founded crypto hedge fund Three Arrows.
And then also there was a honey badger, right?
Oh yeah, that's Bitcoin's own
spirit animal.
Yeah.
Because the honey badger don't care. Okay, so we went down there, we had food, we had a lot of fun. We talked to a lot of the people who were there that night, met some very cool people. But there's a catch to the bar, right? Which is what?
It's a Bitcoin bar, but it doesn't accept Bitcoin as payment yet.
It doesn't accept Bitcoin as payment yet. It was my first question when you and I decided to go down there. Can we pay in Bitcoin if we had wanted to pay in Bitcoin? And the answer is no.
We talked to the owner, Thomas. I think they recently had a conversation via Twitter with Jack Dorsey about how they potentially can work together in the future, so make it easier for a place like PubKey can accept Bitcoin as payment in the future.
Yeah, Thomas actually is one of the co-owners. Thomas Pacia, he's a former Fidelity blockchain executive, and he is now running the bar. What he told us is that it's just super complex as of right now. There's no infrastructure yet, right, for a restaurant or for a bar to be accepting Bitcoin as a payment or Bitcoin as tips, right?
Yeah, and I guess plus to sort of like a argument some people we talked to at the bar was also that why would you pay stuff in Bitcoin anyway? Because a lot of them, for them, Bitcoin is a digital gold. You know, like, do you buy stuff with gold? No. And they believe the same applies to Bitcoin. Like, it's just for them, it's kind of done to pay things with Bitcoin. They would rather just hold it, as we know, the whole culture of
HODL.
Yes.
Hold on for dear life. Okay, so tell us more about some of the people behind the bar. So we mentioned Thomas, he's the co-owner, former Fidelity person. And then there's also a chef, the chef behind the menu. Tell us about him, because he caught your eye, because you're a huge foodie and you know who these people are. You know all the best restaurants in the city. And he actually used to work at some of the best restaurants.
I think, you know, we order a bunch of food items there before we talk to everyone at the bar. I know you're vegetarian. You didn't get a chance to try the
hot dog. No veggie hot dogs yet.
But I would say the hot dog was one of the best hot dogs I had in a really long time as a non-hot dogger lover. And the chef behind this bar is Greg Purcell, who actually used to work at 11 Madison, which is a Michelin star in New York City. I mean, personally, I'm curious about his sort of life story. How did you come all the way from the finest dining restaurant in the whole city to this kind of dive bar scene place and, you know, making some hot dogs and burgers for people?
And the pricing was very, very good. So we got hot dogs for something like $8. You can get a super cheap beer and, what did we say, drown your sorrows away, your crypto sorrows away. We talked to the co-owner, Thomas, about why he felt the city needed a place like this for crypto enthusiasts or crypto fans or Bitcoin fans to be gathering, right?
Yeah, I think historically, which, you know, the history of crypto and Bitcoin isn't that long, but most conversations and most gatherings have been happening online. You know, you go to Telegram, go to Discord and crypto Twitter, etc. I guess that worked especially well with the pandemic and everything. But to some degree, especially with the crypto winter, I guess a lot of people wanted more sort of like a physical gathering where you can kind of like, you know, huddle together and like talk about what went through the past year and as prices crashed and all that. I guess like Thomas really wanted a place that people can go like meet everyone in person and kind of like have the sort of warmth and like, you know, outside the internet, we do have a place that people can just meet together and feel totally comfortable talking about Bitcoin and crypto, etc. But I feel like the bar, even though it's a Bitcoin themed bar, like, you know, it welcomes everyone. People can go there. You don't have to know anything about Bitcoin. You can still have a good time enjoying some really delicious drinks and food.
Hot dogs.
Yes.
Everybody loves hot dogs, except the vegetarians.
Well, they will have a vegan
yeah,
type of.
They say they will after yes. After I complained.
Yes.
Up next, more with Bloomberg reporter Mo Yao on how PubKey, a small bar, is shaping the Bitcoin community in New York City. We'll be right back.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
So Mo Yao, you and I met a lot of interesting people there, and it turns out our producers actually also took a visit. They took a trip down to the Bitcoin bar.
My name is Sharon, and I work for Bloomberg, and we're covering this bar, which is like Bitcoin themed.
So Sharon is joining us right now, so she can tell us more about what she saw and the types of people that she met while she was there.
Yeah, that's right, Valdana. Basically, just my colleague Jen and I, we went down there because we just wanted to get more of a feel for this new bar. It was really interesting because as soon as we got there,
I would say, like, just how you described it, Vildana, like, it's a very, like, low-key, down-to-earth, discreet bar. Like,
a place to chill.
Exactly. It's, like, basement level. You have to, like, go down a few steps. There isn't this huge banner that's, like, Bitcoin-themed bar here. It's, like, it's very intimate. And I started talking to a few people, and I remember I ran across this group of young women. They were in their mid to late 20s. They work in tech.
I'm Cynthia. I'm 28.
I'm Judy, I'm 26.
They're also YouTubers, and they are crypto enthusiasts. And I spoke to them, and I said, so how did you hear about this bar? Because obviously this bar is quite new.
So we actually came here because it was a Bitcoin bar, and we found out about it on Bloomberg Business as well. So yeah, that's why we're here.
I follow Bloomberg Instagram too.
That's us. So yes, that's us. That's why we're here.
That's so cool.
And they really loved, they loved the bar. They loved the whole vibe of the bar, and they were particularly really interested in the fact that the bar was essentially an approach to create a community in New York City for either Bitcoin curious or Bitcoin savvy individuals.
I would also recommend to people who are like into crypto, because I felt like they need a place to like to have happy hour. And the funny thing is, we're just back from like 368, which is like the base for like content creators, like YouTubers, Instagrammers, TikTokers. And there we just pay our visit for the first time, and we saw like so many people, like-minded people. They are working on their content creation work. They are being directors. They are having their business, and that itself is so inspiring. And I felt like for Web3 or like blockchain, we need a place where when you go there, you know you're going to meet like-minded people, you'll learn from them, and you'll have a community. So I'm so glad that this place probably is going to be that place. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you guys so much.
And I think those two young women, the YouTubers, the software developers, they told you that it's also a fun place for them to be after 2022 having been such a hard year, right?
Exactly. And when I spoke to them, they said, you know, last year, obviously, there was so much distress going on in the crypto world. But this particular, you know, bar, despite what people might say, despite, like, the skepticism or concern that people have for crypto, it's actually a really good initiative for people who are willing to learn about crypto, and that it kind of moves it in some direction past the sort of gray cloud of what was 2022.
Gray cloud. More like a black cloud.
With thunderstorms.
With thunderstorms.
And heavy rain.
A tornado. Okay, and then you also ended up speaking with Thomas, the co-owner, and a couple other people who are behind the bar, right? What did they tell you?
Exactly. I spoke to Thomas. He told me basically his mission behind opening up this bar. I mean, he'd been working in Bitcoin for many, many years. And he told me that he had frequented that same bar, you know, from the previous owner before it was Bitcoin themed, very, very, very frequently with his wife. And that was kind of like their go-to bar of sorts. And sort of when post-COVID happened, they sort of found themselves in the wake of like transitioning back into the real world.
We always had the idea of sort of creating a Bitcoin cultural center, clubhouse, something that's housed within a pub or a tavern. Typically, these are great places to talk about things. Alcohol has facilitated, you know, conversation for thousands of years, particularly around difficult topics, revolutionary topics, you know, massive, you know, changes in, you know, local communities or global communities. So we thought it would be a perfect venue to try a new type of establishment and a new approach to the conversation.
That's great.
I think you met with Drew Armstrong as well. He's a minority owner and he's very into Bitcoin mining. What did he tell you?
Absolutely. I spoke with Drew Armstrong and he is the minority owner. And sort of when I was speaking with Tom, actually, I asked him, you know, because a lot of it is obviously creating a community or encouraging a community of, you know, crypto enthusiasts in New York City. And I asked him if there were, you know, a push for events that kind of sponsored that thinking or, you know, in any way sort of cultivated a group of people to come in. It's very common for like bars to have like trivia nights or like, I don't know, karaoke, I don't know, stuff like that. And
karaoke's fun. Don't
it
bash
is.
It. Don't bash it.
I don't bash it. I'm a horrible singer, but I like karaoke.
Me too.
And he said, absolutely. You know, they started doing this monthly meetup where they're basically kind of going to discuss Bitcoin mining and the mining industry.
So it'll be a recurring meetup where we'll bring in different folks from the industry that Thomas and I are friends with or, you know, have gotten to know over the course of the year. And yeah, just kind of create a place for people to come and learn about Bitcoin mining, whether they're in the industry and are curious for different people's thoughts, or if they have no idea what Bitcoin mining is. It really is meant for everyone.
I asked Drew, you know, given the state of the mining industry right now, what would you probably say to someone who is kind of concerned about getting into mining? And he actually was really optimistic.
I think it's one of the most interesting times to be in Bitcoin mining, especially with all these bankruptcies and restructuring, some distressed M&A. And so I started my career in investment banking. I could see a lot of call it crypto-interested finance bros and finance girls being interested and just like coming and hearing what's going on from people in the industry.
And then lastly, you also ended up talking to some people who didn't realize that it was a Bitcoin bar.
Yes, yes. I approached a group of people and I said, would you like to talk about PubKey and how it's a Bitcoin-themed bar? And they sort of looked at me with like deer in headlights expression. They were like,
what?
I didn't know this was Bitcoin-themed. And they sort of told me that they, you know, were, you know, they were ardent attendees of the bar from the previous owner, and that they had just come to visit the bar to see, to kind of check out the changes it had made and to kind of feel the vibe for it. And they were actually really, really pleased with the bar. I asked them if they liked it, what they thought about it, and they were like, it hasn't really changed. And it just goes to show, I think, that it's not a bar, again, that is going to scream to your face, this is Bitcoin-themed. You know what I mean? Like, it's very, very, like, low-key.
And I think this is where we can have our next party. Right?
I agree.
Yeah, all of us can just head out after work today.
After they have a vegan hot dog for Donna.
Yeah, once they get a vegan hot dog, yes. For more, be sure to check out our twice weekly newsletter, Bloomberg Crypto. We'll see you next time.
This is Bloomberg Crypto, a daily podcast from Bloomberg and iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send us your comments, questions, or suggestions for the show to crypto@bloomberg.net. The supervising producer of Bloomberg Crypto is Vicky Vergolina. Our senior producer is Janet Babin. Our producers are Mohammed Farouk and Sharon Bariro. Our associate producers are Ty Butler and Moses Undum. Desta Wonderad is our engineer. Original music by Leo Sidran. I'm Stacey Marie Ishmael. We'll be back tomorrow.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.